Hello, y'all. This is Scott Merrick with the Vanderbilt Center for Science Outreach bringing you Overview Show number 2. The concluding piece in a set of shows intended to summarize the programs the CSO maintains to help connect working scientists with K-12 students, both in the Metro Nashville, Tennessee area and worldwide. Last week, we talked about the overall mission, the GK-12 program, and interactive video conferencing. This week, we'll finish up by talking about
summer science camps for middle school students, high school research internship program, summer content workshops for teachers, CD development, and finally,
a little thing called the Snacks for the Brain podcast. The Girls in Science Gas Camp was established in 1999 in response to the gender differences in science achievement found in high school and beyond. A total of 653 girls from 7 states have attended the camps. In response to the popularity of the Gas Camp, a Boys Exploring Science and Technology, BEST, camp was started in 2004 with a total of 60 7th and 8th grade boys during the past 2 years. Both camps focus on teaching science in a manner that is fun and exciting for middle school students. Students attend camp for 5 days, with each day devoted to a specific science area. For example, on Physics Day, campers focus on hands-on inquiry-based activities that related to basic physical science principles, including such lessons as pinhole cameras, laser communications, force counterforce, hovercrafts, properties of light, and effervescent launchers. Camps are taught by local middle and high school science teachers in collaboration with science faculty and undergraduate and graduate students. Over 90 7th grade campers have returned for a second 8th grade summer experience. In addition, the population from outside Nashville is expanding each year with increasing numbers of out-of-state students. In recognition of the success of our Gas Camp, the Discovery Health Channel awards a week at our camp to the winner in their annual Young Science Challenge. In an effort to meet the increasing demand for hands-on research experiences by high school students, the CSO developed its Research Internship Program, RIP. RIP serves as a means for students to find and apply for potential research opportunities on Vanderbilt's campus and with local partners. Approximately 10 students have been placed over the last 2 years in various research laboratories. Internally, the CSO has partnered with departments like Pharmacology to facilitate its high school apprentice PharmX program. Most recently, the CSO and Nashville's Radnor Lake State Natural Area have co-developed CSO Radnor RIP with equipment purchased by the Friends of Radnor Board. 6 high school students will record and analyze data collected through an 8-month waterfowl survey of the lake. Results will be presented in a mini-symposium as part of Radnor's annual environmental awards ceremony and shared at professional state park meetings. A more formal RIP program is in the planning stages with a proposed 2-year continuum of research immersion. Summer content workshops for teachers. Since 1994, the CSO has offered a variety of summer professional development programs for science teachers. Programs have ranged from content training in the basic sciences to leadership development programs. Participants have included teachers from the greater Nashville area, the state of Tennessee, and even from foreign countries.
Wait, Scott, listen up. This here's Homer. I've been sitting here listening and listening and listening, and I think these people need a legal break from your boys. So I think I ought to do the last part, the part about snacks for the brain. All right, here it goes. I'm going to read what you wrote, okay? Starting in June 2005, the Snacks for the Brain internet radio show has been available to the world for downloading and listening. All 35 weekly shows have been archived and may be found at the CSO Audio Resources page. Brief interviews of working research scientists framed by independent music are designed to entertain while enlightening. These MP3 files serve as resources for students and teachers prior to interactive video conferences and also serve to share the K-12 outreach efforts of the CSO with students and educators worldwide.
Thank you, Homer, I think. That's it today for Snacks for the Brain, episode number 36. Thank you for listening, and tune in next week. We'll be getting back to the original flavor of things with some interesting interviews with some interesting scientists.
Music for today's podcast provided by the PodSafe Music Network at music.podshow.com. Check them out.
See ya.